out and about with your chairman, Leslie Besant. There have been a number of changes recently to our board and Council of Governors. Colin Martin has now taken over as Chief Executive, and I would like to officially welcome him to the role. We are now recruiting his successor, and in the interim, Drew Kendall is Acting Director of Finance and Information. One of our non-executive directors, Barbara Matthews, will leave us at the end of August when her term of office ends, and we'll be interviewing shortlisted candidates very soon. We have also appointed our first public governors for York and Selby, and I was pleased to meet two of them when they attended their first Council of Governors meeting in May. I was invited to meet with a group of experts by experience in May and really enjoyed an interesting afternoon with them. As well as sharing their recovery stories, they also asked me lots of challenging questions and wanted to know how the Trust intended building on the recovery work we've done to date. This is clearly a really powerful programme, and experts by experience have a lot to offer the Trust. This is something that I and the Board of Directors are taking an active interest in and will receive regular updates on progress. This is also a priority for our governors, who are keen that we continue to develop meaningful involvement of service users and carers across all our services. Involvement and engagement is the focus of this year's annual general meeting, and I'm looking forward to hearing our guest speaker, Ian Callaghan from Rethink, talk about how he has championed involvement within mental health services. Our AGM is always well attended, and I hope to see many of you there.